On KPBS Midday Edition, we're connecting communities through conversations. You'll hear truth around the leading issues and the leading controversies with historical context, along with perspectives that keep you informed, inspired, and make you think. Listen to the Midday Edition podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, May 6th. A passenger witnessed 10 Disney cruise workers being detained by CPB. More on that next, but first, the headlines. A proposal to increase the amount of affordable parking available at county buildings in downtown has been given the initial okay to move forward. The proposal directs county staff to find ways of maximizing the James R. Mills and Cedar Kettner building structures for parking, as well as the Ash Street parking garage. It also looks to boost awareness by working with local organizations to inform the public of their existence. County Supervisor Joel Anderson proposed the measure and says that between the three buildings, there are 800 parking spaces. More than 6,000 seniors are expected to graduate from San Diego Unified District High Schools this year. That's said to be a 1% increase over last year. SD Unified estimates that 91% of its seniors will graduate on time. Also worth mentioning is that more than 700 graduating seniors are on pace to earn the State Seal of Biliteracy. It's awarded to high school seniors who demonstrate proficiency in English and at least one other language. The 35th Annual San Diego Music Awards were last night at Humphreys by the Bay. The event honors and highlights local musicians, all while raising money for charity. Music Awards founder and organizer Kevin Hellman told CBS 8 that over the last 34 years, they've raised over $915,000 for the Guitar for Schools program. The program was developed by the San Diego Music Foundation and provides guitars at no cost to schools across the county. The organization's goal this year was to raise $85,000 to bring their overall amount to a cool $1 million raised. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS Roundtable offers perspectives from those telling San Diego stories. Join us for weekly conversations with reporters and storytellers, adding depth and context to the headlines driving the news in the San Diego region. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Immigrant rights activists are demanding answers after federal agents arrested several cruise ship workers in San Diego last month. An eyewitness told reporter Gustavo Solis that agents detained about 10 Disney cruise ship workers.
At the end of a Disney cruise, one of the passengers saw Customs and Border Protection agents arrest several crew members. Darmi Mehta captured the arrest on video.
Why do they have jewelry? I don't know.
And she recognized several of the workers.
One of the employees in restraints was a head server that had been serving me and my family the duration of my trip. He had actually been serving us probably 45 minutes to an hour before he was in restraints.
Nearly 2 weeks after the April 23 arrest, Mehta is still searching for answers.
The big questions and concerns we had were, you know, what will happen to them? Where will they go? How do they go home? Do they still have a job?
Immigrant rights activists say federal agents also arrested cruise ship workers on April 25th. Benjamin Prado is with Union del Barrio.
Now this forms part of a larger pattern.
KPBS reached out to CBP and Disney Cruise for comment. None of them immediately responded. According to Disney's website, the company expects workers to obtain a passport, pass a background check, and obtain proper visas. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
The San Diego City Council is reviewing Mayor Todd Gloria's budget proposal this week. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says the budget would gut a key element of the city's efforts to improve traffic safety.
San Diego has nearly 3,000 miles of streets and 12 traffic engineers dedicated to redesigning them with safety improvements, things like slowing cars, improving visibility, and adding crosswalks and bike lanes. Gloria's proposed budget would eliminate that team entirely. Laura Keenan co-founded Families for Safe Streets San Diego after her husband was struck and killed while biking in 2021.
The mayor says his number one priority is safety. And if that is truly the case, he needs to also prioritize traffic safety. And this multimodal team is responsible for making safer streets in a very cost-effective, efficient way.
Despite the cuts to traffic engineer positions, the proposed budget would increase total funding for the Transportation Department. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Republican Assemblymember Carl DeMaio is running to keep his seat in the 75th District, which covers most of inland San Diego County. Reporter Scott Rodd says the incumbent has a strong edge over his Democratic challenger.
Assemblymember Carl DeMaio entered the legislature in late 2024 promising to ruffle some feathers, and he's delivered. Here's a sampling of DeMaio's remarks in the Assembly over the last 2 years.
Mr. Speaker, permission to use a prop.
We're not allowing props today, Mr. DeMaio.
Then why have you become props to Governor Gavin Newsom's presidential campaign?
I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And let me just tell you, this is one of the most dishonest, destructive, irresponsible budgets I have ever seen. And in California, there's a lot of competition for that title. You have high-speed rail that's propped up by cap and trade, which is nothing more than grift.
DeMaio defended this unvarnished approach to politics in a recent interview.
You damn right people need to be a little hot under the collar, and they need to speak up. We need to demand better from our politicians on both sides of the political aisle.
DeMaio first entered public office over a decade ago when he was elected to the San Diego City Council. Since then, he unsuccessfully ran for San Diego mayor and multiple congressional seats. DeMaio has introduced a few dozen bills in the legislature, which has a Democratic supermajority. None have passed. He says his top three issues are reducing the cost of living, removing special interests from politics, and improving election security. DeMaio led the signature gathering effort for a voter ID ballot measure that qualified for the general election in November. On reducing the cost of living, he said,
politicians that run the state have blamed everyone but themselves for the damage that they've done. It's been their reckless policies, their mandates, their costly regulations and taxes that have caused everything in California to be unaffordable to working families.
DeMaio's challenger is Democrat Gerald Borsico. He says he'll prioritize collaboration with other lawmakers if elected.
I will work with anyone who believes in democracy, who believes in the rule of law, who is accountable to their constituents, and wants to help working people and the downtrodden.
Borsico is an IT contractor, military veteran, and a newcomer to politics. He has an uphill climb in the race. DeMaio has raised significantly more money than Borsico, and District 75 has more registered Republicans than Democrats. Borsico says his top three issues are creating jobs in East County, bringing down the cost of living, and building more housing. He's especially passionate about that last issue.
I was personally homeless myself for 9 months in uniform. So that's really personal for me. I don't believe anybody should go without a roof over their head. And we really, government has a responsibility to making sure that its people are housed.
DeMaio and Borsico are set to move on to the general election in November, regardless of the June primary outcome, since they are the only two candidates on the ballot for District 75. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
You can find more information about the candidates on your ballot by going to kpbs.org/elections. That's where you can find our Voter Hub, a nonpartisan voter guide available in both English and Spanish. Appalling. That's how the head of the San Diego Humane Society describes the conditions for animals at the Villa Chardonnay Sanctuary in Julian. Reporter John Carroll has more on the rescue operation that's been going on since last weekend.
The Humane Society says it found hundreds of animals, from horses to birds to 431 cats found in various states of emaciation with untreated injuries, a lack of basic care. The San Diego Humane Society got a warrant to enter the property last weekend. Since then, some animals have had to be euthanized, while the rest are getting the treatment they so desperately need. Humane Society President and CEO Dr. Gary Weitzman says they've never seen anything like it.
This turned out to be the biggest rescue cruelty case that we've worked on in our 146-year history.
The Humane Society's law enforcement department is investigating. They'll turn over the results to the district attorney, who will decide on what charges, if any, are warranted. John Carroll, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Powerful people can abuse their position, and the community expects them to be held accountable. That's where the KPBS Investigations team comes in. If you have a tip for us, send an email to investigations@kpbs.org or message on the Signal app at 619-594-8177.